From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Authoritarian Uzbek leader Islam Karimov has died. The Uzbekistan government and parliament announced the death of President Karimov in a joint statement on Friday. The 78-year-old will be buried Saturday in his hometown of Samarkand. James Nixey is the head of the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House. He says that predicting what's next for Uzbeks is a difficult task.
And it's not just ruled by clans, as is commonly thought. There are clans, different familial interests, but one should always also look to the security services, the power sectors. One should also look to the economic sectors, and one should also look to those people who look to foreign policy.
Karimov has been an authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. He suppressed the opposition and did not designate a successor. Amnesty International said in a statement Friday that with his death, Uzbekistan's repressive regime is not likely to change. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has released 58 pages of documents from its investigation of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. The documents include technical details of how the server in Clinton's New York basement was set up. Last month, the FBI closed its year-long probe into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private email server. FBI Director James Comey called Clinton's actions extremely careless, but said his agents had found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.